Yo, what is up, guys? It's me, Zachary, and welcome back to The Dish, the best podcast there ever is. You guys can go ahead and unsubscribe from every other one you subscribe to because you don't need them anymore. just gonna let you guys know that right now. And if this is your first time listening, then you done missed out on like 18, 19 episodes of goodness. So I'm gonna need y'all to go back and watch every single episode. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dog, tell your waiter, tell whoever you meet. Tell Dawn so they can finally send us that bag because we could use that bag right about now. Anyways, we got a couple of co-hosts here. V-Souls, you want to introduce yourself?
What's good, everyone? Oh, Jesus Christ. What's good, everyone? Welcome back. Episode 18. We're back at it again. Let's get it.
And Dom.
Follow me on Twitter at DomChurch.
Oh, all right.
All right. I was like, he's going to say anything else there.
Got to keep it simple.
Straight to the plug.
Straight to the point.
You know why I'm here.
Anyways, all right. You know why I'm here, too, to talk about some basketball. And the biggest thing to talk about right now is actually Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors. As he went down with an injury, a sprained MCL a couple of days ago, had some MRIs done. They said he'll be reevaluated in 3 weeks, which would mean like right when the playoffs start. So we were thinking that maybe he could come back for the first round, maybe miss one or two games, but he'll be back. But Steve Kerr just came out and said that there's no chance that Stephen Curry plays in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah. How big do you guys think this is for them? Do you think this gives them an excuse if they lose?
I mean, in the first two rounds, if that man KD is as good as, you know, we think he is, that should be enough. That shouldn't be no excuse. But in the finals or against the Rockets,
he'll be back. I think he'll be back probably sometime in the second round, if not the first.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see him being out that long because, yeah. Because honestly, I don't think they can pass the second round without Curry.
Ooh. If they face the Thunder.
If they face the Thunder, yeah. I think the Blazers, you know, they could. It would be interesting. I see them going to like 6 or 7 if there's no Curry, but I guess I could still see the Warriors would still be favored there. But if they place the Thunder, they don't win without Curry. Just because the Thunder show up against the Warriors. Yes, the Thunder show up against the Warriors. We've seen this all season long. That's like the one team that brings the best out of them.
I mean, all right. That's a little too quick. I mean, in 2016, I don't think the Thunder beat the Warriors at all in the regular season. Neither did the Cavs. But, you know what happened.
That was 2016. This is a completely different situation now.
Okay. This guy.
I'll have to agree with SEC. I have no faith in the Warriors getting past the second round without Curry. And I don't know if this, I think this injury might be a little worse than people are assuming.
Really?
And if Curry comes back, he's going to be like 60%. Both the ankle injuries, you try to sit on that, then come back a little bit early. Then this happens, and he gets hurt by another teammate. And was it JaVale? Oh, my God. They're cursed.
Even if he does come back, something's happening. Something is happening. Because this is
especially if they play the Rockets. Do you know how many times Eric Gordon has put this man out with a crossover? Eric Gordon is trouble for Steph Curry. Steph Curry don't want no Eric Gordon with these injuries going on. I'm just telling you. Look back in history. Eric Gordon has done a lot to Steph Curry. In his career. A lot of terrible things to them ankles and them legs. All right? So Curry don't want no problems. And I feel like if they go against if they get matched up against the Thunder in the first round, potentially, are the Thunder a lock? Is lock whatever?
I mean, I don't think they could potentially fall to seventh. If I was the Thunder, maybe I would try to fall to seventh after hearing Curry's out. Like, all right, to the bottom. Low-key, that's what I would do, just to make sure.
If y'all are so quick on the whole, you know, without Steph, the Thunder gonna win. Is that, like, what does that say about KD?
The exact same thing is said about KD before. He doesn't show up when it matters, when the team's on his shoulders. And that's something I've always held that against KD, even as he's been on the Warriors. I mean, I give you your credit. You played your heart out in the finals. But, bro, you're on the Warriors, and it's still not your team. Like, when LeBron went to Miami, it was that trouble. It was that turmoil because he didn't want it to be his team. And Wade was like, bro, listen, it's okay. It's your team. It has to be. It won't work no other way.
Yeah.
Nigga, with the Warriors, KD, this is not your team. It doesn't work like that. You play our system. It's not even like you play our system. It's Curry's team. No matter what you think, and Curry might sacrifice, it's still Curry's team. Curry's the engine.
Yeah.
Your rim. Be the best exactly rim you can be.
Rim protector.
Yo, Curry is the engine of the Warriors. So even though it won't look good for KD if he can't win with still two other all-stars, the fact is Curry is just so important to this Warriors team. He's the thing that makes it all go. They built the whole team around him. His shooting ability, his move about the ball, everything. It wasn't built around KD. He was just another maybe unnecessary piece.
But even though, regardless, we're talking about what most people say is the second best player in the world that has two all-star, two championship caliber players beside him. Like, I know Curry, I know his importance to the Warriors, I know what he's done, you know, I get all of that, but isn't that still, like, no excuses? If we're talking about the second best player, some are saying, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I was thinking it too, that he could be the best player at some point in the next 2 years. Like, that should be still enough to beat the Thunder.
I mean, it should be enough, but shoulda, coulda, woulda, bro. We know KD.
The way these things work out, it ain't.
Okay, so let's say they actually do lose. Where is KD? Top five.
I mean, he's still a great player. I mean, I don't think it necessarily takes away from him as a player, because the Thunder haven't been amazing this year, but let's not act like they're a terrible team.
They're not winning. A terrible team. They're not a terrible team. But I'm just saying, like, you compare KD to his peers.
I still think he's in the same place, because to me it's like we still have James Harden up there in that top five, even though he's choked a lot in the playoffs. And then
I guess.
And then the same thing with like Russell Westbrook. Like, he's still up there. He's choked in the playoffs.
I guess to me the gap between LeBron and KD would grow bigger. It would grow bigger at least.
Yeah, I see that, but I don't really have KD on LeBron's level, so maybe that's why I don't think it will change that much.
Yeah.
Facts.
But anyways, what about the possible first round if the San Antonio Spurs are their matchup? Because even if Kawhi Leonard doesn't come back, the Spurs, I think, still have a decent chance if Steph Curry is not there.
I don't think Curry is that, like, the Spurs without Kawhi can beat them.
I'm not saying they'd be favored, but I'm not saying it would be like I would be blown away if it happened either.
You wouldn't be blown away if the Spurs without Kawhi,
not at all,
the Warriors even without Steph.
Not if LaMarcus Aldridge can keep playing like he's been playing ever since like the past 10 games or so. Not at all. No.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, but I'm a Spurs believer.
Steph.
But even then, I feel I still feel like Kawhi is kind of coming back.
I don't support that at all. I just want people to know that is his opinion. I have no faith in the Spurs without Kawhi against the Warriors.
When it happens. Just saying. When it happens.
When? He said when. Wow.
When it happens.
Or the Utah Jazz upset the Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
Just like the Warriors upset the Mavericks years ago.
Wow, karma's a bitch. Karma's a bitch.
We're saying all these teams, but leaving out the team that's actually 7th seed right now, Andrew Wiggins and the Timberwolves. Yeah. All these teams, like, they're not.
They ain't got a chance.
Nah.
I
don't know, man.
Oh my god.
Derrick Rose turns that clock back, bro.
The switch has been turned on.
He took screenshots of the blueprint in Cleveland. He can build his own switch now. Once you're in, you take it with you, man. It's like playing with the Spurs. You take a piece with you.
This man. Yeah, that ain't work for Richard Jefferson. I don't think he's got a minute of play time.
But that's tough.
That man was supposed to retire last year. I don't even know why.
Yo, what happened to Iman Shumpert?
He's on the Kings.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Someone brought up the fact that he was on the Kings, and I'm like, I thought he was still on the Cavs. I'm not.
Oh my god.
I thought he was just injured for a quick sec. I'm like, okay.
Has he been playing? I don't think he's been playing for the Kings.
The guy told me on Discord that he has not played again.
That's crazy.
So he's probably going to get cut this offseason. And I don't know who's going to sign him. Well, somebody might sign him. Nah. I ain't going to lie.
Nah.
The Pistons.
Oh, it's chill. Low key. Why do you think we that desperate?
I mean, y'all got Luke Kennard.
Y'all need to make the playoffs. Y'all need to make the playoffs.
Y'all got Jesus Luke Kennard. Y'all need guard play.
What you? Hey, is that a shot at Luke Kennard? I'm gonna need you to look up what he's been doing as of late when he's actually been when the ball's been put in his hands. I'm gonna need you to correct yourself real
that's
quick.
That's like
here.
Three possessions a game.
I'm so. Saying like, really?
Hey, I'm
that's
just
a
saying.
Small sample
I'm just
size.
Saying. Okay.
A small sample size of a small sample size. I'm sorry.
All right. Like last night, all right, he had 13 right. points and 6 assists right. in 25 minutes when the ball's in his hand. The game before that, he had 14
against
points.
Against who? Against who?
That game was against the Bulls.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay.
All right. The game against the Rockets, he had Tanking. 14 points and 4 rebounds, okay. all right? And then
14 against, points and 4 rebounds. Okay.
This coming off the bench and limited, then against
30,
the Suns.
30 minute, 32
the
minutes, 32 minutes against the Rockets is limited minutes. That's crazy.
All right, six of 11 shooting, 14 points. All right, then against the Suns, it was 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3. I don't see how you guys are acting like this guy's a
wait,
bust.
Wait, hold on. Repeat that last stat line again.
Against
that
the
last
Suns.
Okay. All right.
You're gonna punish him for performing against teams?
Everyone goes off against the Suns.
And Chicago.
Everyone. Draymond went off against the Suns. Come on now.
Hey. All I'm saying is, what episode is this? What dish episode is this?
18,
let's see. Timestamp. This is going to be about, 18. You know.
Wait, hold on. Is he cutting
out? No. Hold on. This is going to be like 10 to 12 minutes in episode 18 next season. When Luke Kennard is starting to look like a star. He's not going to be a star next season. That's going to be his third year. He's going to be close to his breakout. His fourth year, he's going to be a bona fide star in the league. Next year, when he is on his way to start up, I'm going to come back to episode 18.
On his way to the starting lineup. Oh, my
not,
God.
I said on his way to start him. He's going to be a starter.
I thought he said on his way to the starting lineup, and he's gonna brag about it. I'm like,
he should be a starter right now. He should be starting right now. I don't know
over,
why he's not.
Over who?
Over Stanley Johnson. What you mean? He should be. He's a shooting guard, and then Reggie Bullock is small forward. They're playing Reggie Bullock as shooting guard, and they're playing Luke Kennard at small forward when he gets in the game. I don't understand it,
Luke
but he should
Kennard.
Be. He's a combo guard more like. He can handle the ball. He can make some plays too. Luke Kennard, the GOAT.
I just don't know.
Luke, if you ever hear this, just know that I was your biggest fan from day one. So when you know when you get in them max contracts a few years down the
max
line, you know, remember me.
It would be from the Pistons too.
I'm gonna be the Nick Wright of Luke Kennard. That's what I'll be. My legacy
wow.
is gonna be known
oh
for.
Oh my god. Hey, everybody needs a Nick Wright in their life, man. I'm Lonzo's Nick Wright. Lonzo, hey.
16 points against the Suns.
Hey, but let me not talk about that time he was amazing against the San Antonio Spurs when Kawhi Leonard was playing.
Mm.
When he scored
With
12
Kawhi.
Points in the, when he scored 12
Damn,
points
that was
in the
a
fourth
long
quarter
time ago.
To lead them to the win. Let me not mention that.
All right. One game, right?
No,
what game are we in? What game are we in? What game are we in right now, sir?
He rarely ever gets any shine because they don't use him right. They just put him up in the corner and never pass him the ball 90% of times up until now when the season's already over because you're like, why not? Let's give Luke Kennard the ball.
So they're garbage time points is what I'm hearing.
No. Now he's getting actual play time and they're getting the ball in the game, not garbage time. Before that's all he would get.
Against the Bulls.
I compare what he's going through.
The season's already over. They have nothing to lose. And he's still putting up 13 points a game.
And now they're just starting to realize, look, this is, I compare it to kind of like what Devin Booker was going through his first half of the season with the Phoenix Suns.
Devin Booker.
Oh my god.
Man.
This is terrible.
Luke Kennard.
Guys, I didn't mean to send him on a tirade about Luke Kennard. I didn't mean it. I didn't know this was going to happen.
I mean, he's a solid player. Don't get me wrong, but.
He's going to be amazing.
I don't know about all of that, you know?
He's a solid player. He's going to be amazing.
What other rookie you know can shoot 40% from three?
Tatum.
Is he still shooting 40% from three?
In the season?
Lloyd Marketing is shooting 30%.
Yeah, Tatum's shooting 43.
All right. You know, so he's going to be on Jason Tatum level.
Hold on. Let me check how many. This man shoots 2.6 threes a game.
Oh, Jason Tatum only shoots three. That's less than half a three-pointer ball per game. What you mean? He only gets 20 minutes. Jason Tatum gets 30.
There's a reason he only gets 19 minutes, bro.
Because Stan Van Gundy is retarded.
He's not that good.
No, yes, he is.
Seven points a game. Come on.
Yes. Now. In 20 minutes as a rookie, 7 points per game.
You want me to look at his per 36, 13 points a game. Is that still?
His per 36.
Even his per 36 is not that good. Come on now.
Paul George averaged 7 points per game his rookie year. Kobe averaged 8.
Oh, my God. So you're really comparing Luke Kennard to Paul George and Kobe right now?
I'm just saying. I see great. I know. This is the first time.
What is the world coming to?
This is the first time since Andre Drummond was a rookie for the Pistons that I've seen a rookie on our team that has a lot of potential.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think SDC is low-key saying Kennard and Drummond are the next Shaq and Kobe.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
They're on the same trail of greatness.
They're about to be greater.
I don't know what the hell Blake is doing there. Horace Grant.
No, Blake's solid. I like Blake good. But
Blake good.
All I'm saying is we need to invest our entire future into Luke. I'm saying I wouldn't mind if they give him a max contract tomorrow.
To who?
Luke Kennard.
You said Merle?
What?
I swear to God, you said Merle. You said Merle? Did you say Merle? Is that his nickname? SEC, tell me Merle? The truth. Is that Luke Kennard's nickname? Merle. SEC, tell me the truth.
No one said Merle.
I'm over here like, Dom,
you heard Merle? I heard Merle.
No, I didn't hear Merle. I don't know who Merle is. I don't know where you got Merle, but that shit's funny.
I swear someone said Merle.
Who is Merle?
I heard someone say, I can't wait when they give the max to Merle. I'm like, what the hell?
I said tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
He
said, SEC, tell me the truth. Is his nickname Merle? Why is that so funny to me? I'm crying.
Yo, that is his nickname.
Man, I know SVG is not that bad. He's giving it to a man named Merle, bro.
Oh, man.
Give it to Luke Kennard before a man named Merle.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
To all the dishwashers, if y'all not crying in tears right now, because I don't know where the hell he heard Merle from. he was so sure. He wanted to know. Oh, my God. SEC, be real with me. Is his nickname really Merle? Oh my God. Oh, I needed that laugh. That was too funny.
Is it Merle?
This is Chris Axman, host of Deep Positioning, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about eLiquid.com. Step up your vape game this season. Try something new, replenish your favorite e-liquid, or treat yourself to an upgrade. Whatever you choose, eLiquid.com, sure to have it, value price, and ready to be shipped to you in lightning speed. They have amazing fast shipping, with most orders, including mine, shipping the same day when ordered at 2 p.m. Pacific time, with every type of product you could possibly imagine, not just e-liquid, but hardware, tanks, replacement coils, atomizers, batteries, accessories, and DIY supplies. eLiquid.com has you covered, and they always keep the customer in mind. eLiquid.com is all about making vape shopping easier. And plus, eLiquid.com has one of the most user-friendly shopping experiences around, with easy-to-navigate menus, descriptive product details, customer reviews to help you make the right choice. And the best part is, you can get 20% off your first purchase. Visit eLiquid.com, that's eLiquid.com/Almighty, and use promo code Almighty, ALMIGHTY, during checkout and get a 20% discount. That's 20% off at eLiquid.com/Almighty using the promo code Almighty during checkout, ALMIGHTY, and get a 20% discount on any vaping product at eLiquid.com.
Oh, shit. Anyways, all y'all need to know is Luke Kennard gonna be the GOAT, and I can't wait for it to happen. I honestly can't wait for him to blossom into a superstar in the NBA. And when it does,
what?
all I'm saying is,
are you sure about that?
When this happens, look, I'm betting my entire career, all of my relevance, everything I got. The Luke Kennard, because if I'm wrong and he turns out to be a bust, you can all come back to this and be like, look at SDC saying Luke Kennard gonna be the GOAT, he a bust. But when I am right, which I will be,
oh my God,
just remember you heard it here first. Luke Kennard, I was your day one, you know.
Let's get him to the starting lineup first. Let's get him to the starting
lineup. He should be a starter. You can't tell me that Stanley Johnson should be starting over Luke Kennard.
I mean,
it makes no sense.
That's like saying, hey, Bruno Caboclo could be great.
I like Stanley Johnson as a defender, Bruno Caboclo.
Bruno could be real great.
He said Bruno Caboclo. Out of everyone he could think of, he said Bruno Caboclo. He's
two years away, baby. Bruno Caboclo.
2 years away. Only from being 2 years away.
2 years away from being 2 years I'm away. Dead. The famous quote when he was drafted. Only real NBA fans know that quote. He said he's 2 years away from being 2 years away. So Marv, he's 4 years away, is what you're telling
me. He's 2 years away from being 2 years away from where Giannis was his rookie year.
Oh man.
Bruno. They said
the Brazilian KD is what they called him.
I was low-key. I remember that shit. Oh my God.
I was like, man, he could be really good.
How many of y'all remember really Austin good? Day was supposed to be the next KD?
I remember Austin Day. He was always trash on 2K.
I got him confused with Danny Green all the time.
Damn.
Him and Charlie DeVille in the waiver are supposed to be the best duo in Detroit. That was our future. Our future was Ben Gordon, Charlie Villanueva, and Austin Day.
Damn. Okay, and I'm Brandon looking at Knight. Austin Day's rookie year. It's pretty similar to Kennard, I'm not gonna lie.
Man, chill out! I never looked at Austin Day. That guy gonna be great.
5 points in 13 minutes?
Oh, man.
Yo, why is it when you Google Austin Day under his name for profession, it says American Basketeer?
What?
American Basketeer. American
Basketeer.
Let me look this shit up. I swear.
Yo.
What the fuck? Everybody, if y'all are hearing this, look it up. Austin Day on Google. American Basketeer.
Basketeer.
I'm sleep.
Anyways, that don't you ever dare disrespect Luke Kennard by saying Austin Day.
I mean, look at the rookie stats.
What, 5 points on 30% shooting from three? How is that Luke Kennard? I don't get it.
They were in 13 minutes. What are you talking about?
You act like he was shooting good. You act like he was a good shooter.
Oh my god. But they got the same stats.
But from the field, 46.
Man, those are all probably layups. Right. Oh, all in the paint, god. Which is still below average for someone who.
But the same production.
It was a better rebounder.
He's 6'11". I hope he is.
Hey, man. I think Kennard's a better rebounder than Brook Lopez, so size doesn't matter.
I think he might be.
That's sad.
Let me see this. Look. You can't tell me there's no similarity between Luke Kennard and Paul George right here.
Oh. What?
Rookie year Paul George, 20 minutes, 7.8 points per game.
Rookie year Paul George. I don't even remember rookie year Paul George.
Just like you'll say you didn't remember rookie year Luke Kennard, and I did. Oh. Just remember next year. He's
going to
be better than Paul George. He could be better than Paul George ever was.
What?
Wow. Well, that's not saying a lot.
He's one tick below Melo in that case.
Wow. So you're saying Melo all times better than Paul George?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, what the hell? By a little, not by a lot.
Melo was almost top 50. He's like top 60.
I'm taking Paul George over Melo.
All time?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is.
So it both is of crazy. Them, both of them it's have never argument. Made it to the finals.
Yep.
Hey, Paul George got closer than Melo ever did.
He made it to the.
They West both got to a conference. They both got to a conference final.
He was one possession away from making it to the finals.
We count possessions now.
He was one not taking non-useless Rudy Gay. I'm not Rudy Gay. What am I talking about? That irrelevant center who got two rebounds is out of the league now.
Roy Hibbert.
He was one Roy Hibbert not being taken out of the game away from the finals.
Wow.
Hey.
From upsetting tough. The Miami Heat.
But that the makes same way you can say that. You know what you can say though.
What?
It's crazy how the Pacers always make the playoffs when they got Paul George. I mean, not Paul George, but Lance Stevenson. I'm just saying. Facts are facts.
It's funny how the Cavs always made the playoffs when they had James Jones.
Not true. They're making the playoffs this year without James Jones. Not true.
I'm at the finals. I'm sorry.
Eh. 07?
Oh, 07.
I'm talking about when he was.
But hey.
Same thing with the Heat. James Jones, the key to the finals.
Okay, you're right.
Nah, Carmelo is James Jones. Paul George all the time. That's crazy.
Is Carmelo better than James Jones?
Dumb.
How was Carmelo better than Paul George?
How was he not? He has a better resume.
What? What's his resume? What? I just want to know, as a player, Olympic Mellow, Paul George.
So we're talking Mello. About a 10-time All-Star.
I'm talking about NBA. I'm talking about forget college and Olympics.
I'm talking about NBA. 10-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA. Paul George is 5-time All-Star, 3-time All-NBA, 3-time All-Defensive. Come on now.
Hey, how many All-Defensive Mellow got?
Oh my God. This guy.
I'll wait.
Low-key of facts, though. Those are facts.
He has zero.
Melo don't play on defense. Because Melo don't play D.
He doesn't. And yet, how they many, have the same many, success.
How many assists Melo getting?
His career high?
Three.
Four. Yeah, okay. What's PG's? What's PG's?
4.1.
Carmelo's?
4.2.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
I'm still taking Melo. I'm Georgia.
Oh, my God. Just for defense? That's pretty much it. That's all you're saying.
Defense, Competitiveness. Yep, competitiveness. That's all I need.
That's all he's better at.
What's Melo better at?
Scoring, rebounding, passing.
Debatable.
Rebounding is debatable.
Okay, sure. You can have rebounding, but Paul George, it's still what, 6 rebounds. Compared to what Melo was like, he could get you like 8 when he was young.
Yeah.
I'm taking everything else Paul George brings besides the extra 2 rebounds that Melo brings.
Scoring?
If you gave Paul George Melo 25 shots per game, he could score the same points.
What the hell? No, we can't.
What?
Not efficiently.
You think Melo was efficient?
Yes. What? No. You telling me Melo was not efficient?
No.
What? You're crazy. You're crazy, SEC. In 08, he was averaging 26 points on 49%. What are you talking about?
What?
In 07, he was averaging 29 on 48. Come on. He's efficient.
All right, he was shooting what? How many shots per game? Like 23, 24, 25? 20 shots per game.
20.
And what year?
07. 06, 08, and 07.
All right, hold on. 07, he was shooting 22 shots a game.
All right, what about 08?
08, his scoring went down. He scored 25 points on 20 shots a game, 19-20.
What was Paul George averaging with 18? 24? Oh my! He's not a better scorer. Come on now.
I'm just saying it's not that if you give him the same 5 more shots per game, he could get up there to 27, 28 points, be almost basically right there with Melo.
Nah, I can't go. Paul George is not a better scorer than Carmelo. There's a reason why he's not taking those shots, bro. Because he knows he's not better.
Because he ain't a ball hog.
Wow.
Low key.
Those 4 assists per game, just like Carmelo. That's crazy.
Hey. Anyways, we got way off topic. I don't even know how we got there. I'm not quite sure how we got to Paul George and Melo, but anyway, so we've all determined that Steph Curry, the Warriors should still make it out the first round, unless they play the Spurs and Kawhi Leonard comes back. The Warriors should make it out the first round. Second round, they'll play OKC. Different story.
Yeah.
But now let's move on to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Someone who could possibly benefit from Steph Curry being out, if he goes out again. In the playoffs, some ankle or some other random injury. I don't know. Maybe Zaza falls on him or something. Or Zaza and JaVale both fall on him. But they have a 5-game
At the same time.
Why Zaza and JaVale both be on the court at the same time, I do not know, but it's going to happen. Maybe it's like in the warm-ups and layup lines or something like that.
That'd be horrible. Jesus.
Anyways, the Cavs have a 5-game winning streak right now. Arguably the best stretch of basketball they've had since they had that like 19-game winning streak early in the season. But what do you guys think about them? Is this a sign that they're starting to click? They're starting to get it together?
Dom, what do you think?
I mean, the teams, they're still injured. They're still kind of beat up. Kevin Love is just getting back, so you got to get adjusted with playing with the new guys. It's still chemistry. It's still getting used to each other. Still a lot of that going on. But, you know, I'll take any win streak I can get with this team. I mean, I'm confident in LeBron. So, I mean, hey. It's LeBron. There you go.
LeBron factor.
There it is. Yeah, LeBron. Yeah. LeBron factor.
I mean, LeBron, the team's LeBron said that himself. He said an interview was like, any team with me on it got a chance to win.
Doesn't mean they're going to win.
And he's also setting a narrative that, nigga, we're beat up. We're hurt before and after every game, even though we're depleted, even though we have injuries, even though this, even though that. He's letting everybody know, like, hey, we're not 100%. Wait till we get 100% healthy, and everybody, we got all our working pieces, all our working pieces. GG in the finals, Golden State. If you even make it,
oh wow,
if you even make it.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. With Curry's injury, I'm not gonna lie. LeBron might. He has a chance.
Yeah, if Curry can stay injured, he has a chance.
Yeah.
Yep. Biggest chance.
That's his only chance.
But here's the thing. What if
Curry, that's why they injured. Never should have let go of Matthew Dellavedova. He could have went for Curry's ankle so quick.
Head ass. But that's the thing. Okay, so let's say all these injuries happen, right? And LeBron faces a team that's not Golden State, you know, with the four All-Stars that we've been, you know, raving about. And he still loses.
Mm-hmm. So he loses to Houston. That's tough.
And he
Houston,
still loses. Probably. Yeah, Houston, maybe OKC.
Oh, if OKC wins a championship this year.
That's what I'm saying.
So. I don't even know how that's tough. About that.
I don't know about these, you know. Has LeBron, you know, has MJ ever faced a team? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo. I mean, OKC. Still, whoa, hold on.
Oh.
That's still a team with Westbrook and Paul George. I mean, Melo.
You got LeBron and Kevin Love.
That's what I'm saying. If you're the better player, you know.
True.
You should win.
Yeah,
there's no way. I cannot forgive LeBron to losing to the Thunder in the finals. No.
Yeah, like it's not too overwhelming to the point where, you know, it's an excuse to say that.
Is it overwhelming at all? I mean,
yeah, Russ and PG. You know.
No, I can't. No.
That's like, you know, the Jazz had Malone and Stockton. You know. Yeah, what was he supposed to do?
I can see Houston.
I don't think, honestly, aside from a fully healthy Warriors team, LeBron has no excuse to lose the finals.
I give him better, more of an excuse to lose to Houston than the OKC, that's for sure. But still, I feel like he should be able to dominate that series by himself.
He should win.
Unless Houston's out here like shooting 50% from three every game, then, you know.
Yeah. I can already hear that. It's a team game, comments, you know.
If Curry ain't healthy, LeBron has to win the championship this year.
He has to.
Like, I can't even forgive him. I can't forgive him for not making it to the finals if he loses to Toronto or Boston without Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. If he loses to Boston without Kyrie, oh my God. Oh my God. He's moving down my list. Okay.
He gets clamped up by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
That's what I'm saying. He gets cooked.
They won't even have Marcus Smart, I don't think. Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum, Daniel Tice, Jaylen Brown, and Al Horford. If he loses to that.
Yeah, but it's a team game. Chill out.
Chill. Boston ain't making out the first round.
Wow. That's crazy.
But without Kyrie, they ain't making out the first round.
At least we're in the playoffs.
I'm just saying. They don't want no business with Giannis without Kyrie.
Do they want business with Miami?
That's debatable.
Kelly
Olynyk. I think that makes it a fair series.
Yeah. Honestly, even without Kyrie, I might still take them over the Bucks.
Ooh,
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know.
Because as a team, I think, you know, once you shut down, it's gonna be easier said than done. But
once you shut down Giannis,
like slow him down, you know, like the same way Toronto did. I don't think anyone's gonna step up that much. And the Celtics can definitely do that. They're the best defense in the league, so.
That's why I just need to see more from Jabari Parker right now. He needs to get back to 20 points per game, Jabari.
Yeah. I think they just need to start him, to be honest.
I don't know how they start him without playing Giannis at center. Unless you want to play Middleton at the two. Bledsoe one, Middleton two.
Who's their three?
Giannis three. I don't even know. Is it
Tony Snow?
Is it Tony Snow?
Yep.
No, I think Middleton's the three right now, isn't he? I think DeAndre Liggins like the shooting guard or something.
DeAndre. Yep. No, we're putting Middleton at the two. Jesus Christ.
Slide
Middleton over to the two. And then have Giannis at three, Jabari at four, and then they're trash five.
I don't
know why they don't start Jabari.
It might be because of health, you know, trying to keep
cautious. They might start him in the playoffs.
I don't think you just start him in the playoffs like that. You got to give him time to get used to it.
I think they're giving him time to get adjusted to playing and get his reps.
Now they need to give him time to adjust to the starting lineup.
I mean,
hey, but if they're adjusting against Boston, you know, all for it.
Yeah, now I don't know. All I'm saying is Philly is wild card in the East this year.
Yeah, Philly.
Because I honestly feel like, except maybe the Cavs, because I don't know if LeBron could possibly let himself lose to that team.
Yeah, everyone's trying to avoid them.
Philly?
Them.
Yeah.
No, even the Cavs, I think, are trying to avoid them.
Yeah, I mean that would be a hard series. I still pick the Cavs to win, but it would be a hard series.
Yeah,
like there's no sweep there.
That's true.
But yeah. And speaking of, I guess we can go on to the next topic now, which kind of goes back to the first topic a little bit of the possible Warriors and Spurs matchup, but Kawhi Leonard. There's been some more reports coming out about him, and the Spurs apparently had some type of player meeting about Kawhi Leonard and him not returning, and I guess players are starting to get frustrated. Like Tony Parker said something about my injury was 100 times worse, and I'm already back, and he's not back yet. So we still don't know if he's coming back or not. It's still up in the air. They're saying maybe. That's all they've been saying. So what do you guys think is going to happen here? There's still the thought that there could be some dysfunction between him and the organization that's keeping him out. What do you guys think about this whole situation?
I really don't know what to think. I'm not going to lie. I don't know anything about the... we're not getting any information. That's the hardest thing.
Yeah, it's all very... I don't know the word for it.
It's weird because it's the Spurs. We're not used to this with the Spurs. This isn't normal.
Yeah.
That's why we're not getting no information, because it's who has information on the inside locker room stuff with the Spurs? They always keep everything in-house.
Yeah.
I'm saying they need to get Isaiah Thomas up in there. Cash it in into the Spurs.
I'm asleep.
We would have known everything. Kawhi probably would have been traded already.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what to think about the Spurs situation. Aside from the fact that it's just a mess there right now. And there's for the first time in a long time, there's a lot of there's not a lot of trust in that locker room.
Yeah, I think maybe some of the players think he's faking or something, holding out of the team. I don't know.
Yeah. Y'all think he might be doing what Kyrie was trying to do if he wasn't traded?
Like
a lockout of some sort.
Well, okay, low-key, you want to know what I really want to think he's trying to do now? And it's kind of an out there theory, but you gotta open your mind. What if he's sitting out because he knows that he sees that the Warriors are going to be the 2 seed. He's sitting out hoping that the Spurs get that 7th seed, and then he decides to come back and then just ball out Kawhi.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, a.k.a. Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
That's one theory. I have another theory too. That you know how the Spurs before the season started were talking about they wanted to get LaMarcus Aldridge more involved because he wasn't happy there, like because he wasn't getting the ball enough. I feel like Greg Popovich would be the type of person to have Kawhi set out the entire season so that LaMarcus Aldridge could get back into his rhythm, because they've been going through him and it's been working. He's been looking more like a Portland LaMarcus Aldridge again. Yeah. So because with Kawhi, I don't see how you could ever possibly justify going through LaMarcus Aldridge and how they would get him more comfortable in the offense, because you're not going to keep throwing the ball down to Aldridge in the post when you have Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, they're like, all right, Kawhi, we don't need you to make the playoffs. You can come back for the playoffs, but for now we're going to get LaMarcus Aldridge's touches. So when you come back, he'll be more comfortable, and then we'll have both of you guys, you know, balling out, and maybe that'll be enough to beat. To win a championship, or,
but even Popovich wants him to come back, though. That's the thing.
Of course, he's gonna say that. But if this is like his master plan, like some evil scheme that they've been planning all season,
I'm not gonna lie. I've been trying to like I was thinking of doing a video on this. It's like 3 theories on why Kawhi's sitting out. I'm like, you know, that was one of them. I was like, how did the Eagles beat the Patriots? They had no footage on Nick Foles, right? That was the plan.
They won't know what to do about Kawhi Leonard.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to plan against the Spurs without Kawhi, or with Kawhi, you know?
And here, to add on to that theory, before the season started, Kawhi Leonard said he added something extra to his game that we haven't got to see yet. So he busts that out in the playoffs. Like, everyone's like, what do we do? How do we stop this?
Might be the biggest surprise.
Master plan.
Hey, that's something Pop would do.
He's like, we gotta keep this under wraps the entire season.
And you know how they were bugging about players resting?
Yeah.
He's still resting.
Like the NBA says, we can't rest our players. All right, Kawhi.
He's injured.
We gonna do something to your quad. You'll be fine. But
and remember, we were talking about that too, right? Like NBA players are trying to fake their injury to get some rest. Right,
the Warriors. Right? Durant got a partially broken rib.
Hayward, okay.
Chill.
He said, "Go come back fully healthy."
He said, "Hayward."
Nah, but you know that would be crazy if that shit actually happened.
Yo, if he comes back and starts dominating with some new stuff, we know all along this was their plan. Because this don't make no sense no more.
This man starts putting up 7 assists per game. It's like, what the hell?
He got handles of Kyrie.
That would be insane.
Yo, Loki and his best friend's been training in some remote island this whole time, too.
Goku at us.
Yeah, the hyperbolic time chamber. They stole Philly's recipe that they use on their rookies.
He said, "I'm a red shirt, a 7th-year player." Wow.
Speaking of Philly, though, something else came out to this. We didn't have this talk about, but something came out today saying that the Sixers say that Markelle Fultz can play whenever he says he's ready to come back now. So it's a Kawhi thing. Yeah, it's like literally a
they're really
thing.
Stealing from the Sixers.
Markelle and Kawhi, right now. They're the same. They're the same this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the same situation. Markelle and his mystery shoulder, Kawhi and his mystery thigh or whatever. But yeah, they said he's ready to go, and I've seen like video where he looks like Markelle Fultz again.
Hey, trust the process.
So I don't know what the heck's going on with him either. Because I think... if he came back, I think that's like a and look it was able to produce, he'd probably be coming off the bench, but I think that's like an automatic second round appearance for the Sixers, the playoffs.
Yeah. Low key, that might beat the Cavs.
Well, if he was healthy this year, Sixers might be the favorites to come out the East.
That's the thing with like Giannis and Simmons. Like, they're one of the few players in the league that I'm comfortable putting on LeBron.
Yeah. So, yeah, easily.
And they got Embiid in the paint, who's probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
You think Embiid's going to do it?
Like, I don't see anyone else.
What about Rudy Gobert?
See, I was thinking that if he played enough games, but he's only
that's like the thing. 50 games. But the thing is, when he has played, he's been the best defender in the NBA this year.
But regardless, we're talking about a top three Defensive Player of the Year.
One of the best. Yeah, I guess so. I guess maybe it's funny to say that you give it to the guy who's been available more, and then that guy is Joel Embiid.
That's a yeah, but that's going to be a scary team. I wouldn't want to face that.
Yeah, the Sixers.
Markel comes back.
Next year, they could be like the favorites to win the East.
Can we just give a round of applause to that man Joel Embiid for actually playing this damn season?
That's
right. Actually getting a lot of games, more than 30 games. Backs
too?
Like everyone was questioning would he be durable, and he's been pretty durable.
I mean, he's been taking hits. He's been falling everywhere, flopping everywhere.
And the only reason he wasn't playing back-to-backs was because they didn't want him to. Like, he wanted to end that shit earlier.
Right, they were scared.
Yeah. Shots on Embiid.
Trust the process, baby.
Yeah. But do you guys think Philly has a chance to make it to the finals this year?
Depending on the seeding.
Yeah, it depends on the seeding.
And they get, right now it looks like they're going to get the 4 seed, which would mean they play Toronto in the second round. Assuming they beat, because I think they beat the Pacers. I can't see the Pacers beating Philly.
Yeah, I guess. So they face Toronto in the second, and then...
And then beat... Cleveland or Boston, I guess, in the third.
That Markel thing, that really... That might sway.
Think it depends on Markel?
Yeah. But it'd be like... I still favor the Cavs, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
like
it's 70-30.
Yeah, 70-30.
But if they do make the finals, and then... Let's say Curry was hurt and they go up against the Rockets. Do you give them a chance against Houston?
I do.
All right, is this we talking about hypotheticals? If the 76ers win, right? Is there any chance that we can talk about Simmons actually being better than LeBron and Magic?
Like y'all right think, now? In the future, you said?
Yeah, like we're talking about the guy, like he's headed in the right direction.
Yeah, of course. That's we could great. Talk about him possibly being the greatest of all time at that point.
He's on the path of Magic Johnson.
Right.
That man Embiid gets injured again. No fear, I'm playing center.
And if that happened and he won the championship playing center without Embiid, man.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
Yeah, low-key. He's literally Magic 2.0 at that point. There's nothing you can say.
Yeah, a lefty Magic. That should be shooting righty.
Man, it's scary to think about that. Like, we can't write them off, even though this is their first, both of their years, first time playing like a full year at the NBA.
Together, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, this season, if not for the injuries, the Sixers could have been like a top 3 seed in the NBA.
The whole NBA?
Or not the NBA, I'm sorry, the East. The East. I was like, yo, I can't wait till next season, though, so we get like a redo of this season without the injuries.
Boston and Philly, that's going to be lit.
Yeah, Boston, Philly.
LeBron, just go to the West, please. You know, we want that. We want the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, if he goes to Philly, that actually might kind of ruin it. I don't want
to. Yeah, it's like KD. It's like KD going to the Warriors.
Like that's just because we finally think like all these other young teams in the East gonna be good, but if he goes to Philly, it just
it'd be KD for the East.
Be KD for the East.
It's just like another 10 years, another 10 years of LeBron dominating. Every other team just has to start rebuilding again. Yeah, no, LeBron, you can't. Go to Houston. Go to Houston.
And that's why I think Philly's the best destination for LeBron, because
people
talk about, like, oh, for the future, it's the best. Like, we're talking about right now.
Right now.
That's what I'm saying. They might be the best. All LeBron needs to do is just focus more on scoring and give Ben Simmons, you know, and then, facilitating duties, and they'd be
fine. And hopefully Ben Simmons can develop some type of a jump shot, and then...
Yeah, but not even that. Just make him the main ball handler and let LeBron be the scorer that, you know, he should be late in his career. Yeah. He doesn't have to do everything. That'd be fine.
You know,
that'd
can teach Ben Simmons a couple of his tricks.
Yeah. That'd be OD.
I mean, LeBron should go to Philly, but I don't want him to.
I don't want him to. I'm not gonna lie.
Just because I want to see someone else besides LeBron in the finals in the East.
Yeah. Dom's like,
fuck. I'm saying, like, I don't even know that shit.
And I just don't know who would be the competitors for LeBron James and the Sixers in the future then.
The Raptors.
I'm talking about in the entire NBA.
The only shot I can think of is fucking AD to Boston. That's about it.
Yeah, that would have to happen.
Or if Boston NBA, they use some assets to go get another player.
Yeah,
like the only player is AD. Like that's the only player.
I don't know.
Like are we talking about some other like, they great need like a they need like a guy who could be a top five player at that point in the NBA, and that's AD.
Yeah. Kyrie?
I mean, they need another one.
Yeah.
I mean, what if
Embiid, Simmons, and LeBron? And Markel?
And Markel.
Redick probably going to sign for the minimum, you know.
You're right.
They like, paid him the max, so he'll sign for the men. It was the grand scheme of things.
He would sign for the minimum. I would sign for the minimum.
He said it was a buyout within a buyout.
It was an under-the-table deal. Wouldn't that be smooth, though? They'd be like, okay, so look, right? This year, we won't go sign no big superstar. We'll give J.J. Redick $23 million. For return, the next 3 years, you play on the vets' men while we build a championship team. Deal?
Or he was like, no bet. Deal.
He was like, bet, I'll never make $23 million. Ever.
Take and it. I got to win championships? Okay.
Under the table deal, man. Philly scheming, bro. Yeah. If the Sixers and the...
one of the shadiest organizations in the NBA. Like, the best shady organization I've seen.
That whole Nerlens Noel thing with Drew. That was,
yeah.
That was smart. I was fucked. But it was smart.
I mean, Boston tried to copy him, though. They got caught, though.
Yeah. I seriously think, I don't know what they do, but they have some type of program that they put these young players through, and some of them don't make it, and they give up on those players. That's what they did with Michael Carter-Williams, Nerlens Noel, and Jahlil Okafor. They're like, they're not compatible with the hyperbolic time chamber.
You know who the first test subject was in that, though, right?
Who?
Robert Covington.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. You think about it. Robert Covington, he was amongst the guys like when the Sixers was deep in tanking. Like this is before Embiid.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, he was I think this was the pick to get Nerlens Noel. He was on that team. So he was the first player they really developed from nothing. And now look at him. Look how far he's came.
Yeah, he turned in from a nobody into the YMCA into a valuable player.
And like a Jonathan Simmons.
Muscle growth is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm saying the Sixers are doing something. They're doing something because it don't make sense.
And same thing with Simmons. Like he's grown a lot in 1 year.
Yeah.
He wasn't like that coming into the draft.
No one thought Embiid and Simmons would be this good already.
But Simmons put a lot of...
Markel, too. Y'all see that picture with his arm?
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, he's going to come back next year. And he's going to be like...
They low-key taking roids. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to put up a casual 23 points per game on 50% shooting from the field, 40% from three. You know?
They might be taking roids. I'm not going to lie. They might be taking roids.
I don't know. They got to be doing something because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy how Ben Simmons put all that weight on coming out of college and he just turned into muscle.
Yeah. You know, it don't make sense. That's why LeBron's gonna go there.
He said, "I'm gonna get bigger."
LeBron gets bigger out of nowhere.
Y'all gonna do that treatment to me too?
LeBron come out looking like Karl Malone.
He gonna come back with an afro next year too somehow.
Y'all said I'm Karl Malone with a jump shot, right? Right, right. Here I am, final form. What's good?
Yo. The same thing with, like, they have, like, TJ McConnell. He was probably another tough test subject.
Yeah, he benefited. Yeah. My man Tony Warren, he should have benefited. They let him go too early, man.
No, I think he was a failed. He was a failure.
He failed.
He wasn't a failed, man.
Yeah, he was they like a Michael Carter Williams. They failed. Like, it don't work with you. I'm sorry. Your body rejects it. You was just meant to be trash. It don't work.
You didn't get injured. It's not working.
Mike Carter Williams was like, oh, you was getting injured too much. This ain't even on us. It's on you.
They said, well, let's see how they'll do without it. Okay, they're doing good their first year. Second year, just like, it just went downhill. All right, we're trading them.
Get them out of here.
Get them out of here, coach.
Yo, but what? It's like whatever they do has some effect that caused them to get injured, right? That has to be what it is.
Yeah.
That was like Michael Carter Williams, because remember his first game? He was like a rookie god. His first game against the Miami Heat. Almost put up a quad dub, I'm pretty sure. Right. And his first, almost beat, like, it was insane.
Almost beat the Heat.
Yeah.
Wait, did they beat the Heat that game, or was it almost?
Did they beat the Heat? I don't know.
They might have
beat the Heat, or they got close, and this was like the Sixers team was supposed to be trash, and they were trash that year.
Yeah.
No, he's looking boss, and then he gets injured because of whatever they did to him, and then he keeps getting injured and goes down from there. So that's just a theory of what the Sixers are doing.
That's just a theory. A basketball theory.
And the Spurs did the same thing with Kawhi Leonard.
The delay. He's not growing.
Man, he can't grow no more. That's a fact. Already.
Let's make him shoot 60% from three.
Right. Like, he could be more efficient still. He could be a better defender, more efficient. Handles like Kyrie. Try to create the perfect NBA player.
They already had him watching hella Michael Jordan and Kobe film to get the scoring up, and look what he turned into. Now imagine if you told him to watch a bunch of Jason Kidd and Steve Nash to see like how they wanted to pass the ball. It's a fucking monster.
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just saying, once Markel comes back looking like Prime Iverson next year,
Iverson.
You got Kawhi Leonard coming back looking like Michael Jordan, Kid Nash, and Kyrie Irving combined, you know?
Kid Nash.
We're going to need to revisit the better all-around player discussion. Might not be LeBron. Hint, hint.
Yeah. But I guess that's actually all the topics for today, unless you guys wanted to add anything else.
I don't think
All I want to add is add me on Snapchat at Dom Church.
Two don't forget, plug the Twitter again. Why not plug the Twitter?
Yeah, plug your Twitter again, Dom.
Yeah. Hey, you right. Go ahead, follow me on Twitter at Dom Church. Dom Church 1, I believe. Dom Church 1, either one.
Yo, plug the Facebook.
The Facebook. I don't use Facebook, bro. Yo, Facebook.
Plug that
bro.
Live stream stuff you use on Xbox.
Mixer? Yo, go follow me on Mixer if you're trying to catch the most lit live streams of Fortnite, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. The one time we were on Mixer, because this man was playing someone in the Discord, that was the latency. There was no latency.
Bro, it was real time, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It was real time
stream, bro.
Yeah,
that it's a new wave, bro. It's follow me, bro. Wave. Hit me up on Twitter for the link.
He said leave Twitch, hit me up go to Mixer.
On Snapchat for the link, bro. I will hit you up with the Mixer info.
That Mixer, new that wave. Mixer is the real. You know what? If people were on it, it might be better than Twitch. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, bro, we gotta listen, bro. Dish to Mixer, bro. No, let me stop. Hey, yo, Mixer, come at us with the bag. Yo, Mixer, come with the bag. We'll put you on, bro. We fucks with you, Mixer.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I mean, anyone come with at us with the bag.
Yeah, I fuck with whoever, bro. Taco Bell, come with the bag. Nacho fries all day.
Deep fried tacos, you know? We're gonna change our branding a little bit.
Yo, yeah, this dish is served by Taco Bell. There we go. Yay, Taco Bell, come with the bag.
Come with the bag. Anybody, come with the bag.
And after you're done eating your Taco Bell on your dishes, clean it with Dawn. So both of y'all come with the bag. We get all the bags.
They won't even notice.
While watching us on Mixer, come with the bag.
Clean your dishes after you eat Taco Bell while you watch a Mixer. Yuck.
And enjoying a Sprite. Hey, come with the bag.
Man, listen. Anyone who made it this far, all this is possible if you add all these companies and tell them to hit the dish up with the bag, bro. And show them this. Just clip it. Sound bites, man.
Hey, sound bites, come with the bag.
I can't. I'm done.
We gotta get a bag from whoever we mentioned in this podcast.
Look, man,
we just want a bag.
Please.
We go.
Just give us a bag. We're desperate for a bag.
We'll split one bag. Fuck out of here.
Don't even tell us what's in the bag. Just give it to us. Just give us the bag.
It can be on clearance. We just need a bag.
I don't care what kind of bag it is.
Doesn't even have to be full of money. Just give us a bag.
Paper, plastic, just a bag.
Oh my god.
Ziploc.
JanSport, Nike will take it.
Come through with a door. I'll
take an N1 bag. I'll take an N1 bag.
Jesus Christ. You give me an N1 bag with throwing hands. I ain't taking an N1 bag.
You think this is a game? At least give me Walmart. Damn.
Yeah, I'll take a shopping cart.
Shopping.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, I guess that's going to do it for this episode. B-Soul, do you want to say your outro?
Thank y'all for watching. Not watching. Listening. to episode 18 of the Dish Podcast. Carmelo is better than Paul George. Luke Kennard is not
gonna be a star. Luke Kennard.
I'm sorry.
Episode 18, 10-12 minutes in. When I clip this next season and have it plastered everywhere, and you guys all recognize, I'm gonna have NBA team scouting me to be a scout, talent scout. After this, I just realized that they're gonna ask me to look at players, ask who's good, and I'll be like, that guy sucked, that guy the GOAT. Because I saw it in Luke Kennard when no one else did.
So when Luke Kennard turns into the next Kyle Singler,
Kyle Singler.
No.
Another Pistons player that was from Duke. Well, former Pistons player that was from Duke.
He went there.
Let's be real. Yeah. This is Grayson Allen. Let's be real. Come on now.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I might get him too.
Ooh. No. He's a Grayson Allen. That's all he is. That's all he is.
No. Stop. Please stop. Anyways, before the disrespect, Dom, you want to see your outro now?
Oh, I thought I did with the plug. All right, man. Thank you.
Plug again.
Man. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for coming out to episode 18. It's been your boy Dom Church, aka Dom's Old Ball, aka your mom's favorite midnight snack. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Dom Church. Make
sure you got a YouTube channel.
Yo, he just gonna disrespect my outro. This ain't cat got a YouTube. Bro, I'm done, bro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, bro. So we talk about YouTube channels. Sub to my YouTube channel, DomChurch97. This man, Zach Lee is just disrespectful.
Anyways, yo, Luke Kennard the GOAT. Gonna be the GOAT. And we out.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance.
And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.